show is a proud member of Friends in Tech at friendsintech.com.
Good morning, folks. This is your captain speaking.
Technorama.
Remember when?
Technorama.
On this day in tech history.
Tech.
And now, the news.
Tech.
What the chuck?
Technorama.
Welcome to Blockhead Video.
Star Trek Wrath of Khan, Back to the Future, Terminator. Hey, where can I turn in my old VHS for digital copies?
Over there, in the media corner.
Sweet!
Technorama.
Hold my beer and watch this.
Unfasten your seatbelts and disregard all safety rules. Here are your flight crew, Chuck and Craig.
Welcome to Technorama. This is the show that takes a lighthearted look at tech, science, sci-fi, and all things geek. This is the show for Monday, June 22nd, 2009. Did I get that right? Okay. If this is your first time listening to Technorama, thank you for joining us. If you're a returning listener, welcome back. We appreciate you giving us your time. I am Chuck Tomasi, and with me is Craig Stepp. How are you, Craig?
I'm fantastic and exhausted after a long Father's Day weekend.
Did you have a good weekend?
Yeah, it was pretty good. You know, we're going to talk about it here tonight, but me and Harrison and my brother-in-law went to Heroes Con. It was in Charlotte this weekend. Then we saw a movie, we ate, and we've been everywhere. We've done a bunch of stuff. I'm beat. How about you?
Happy Father's Day, by the way.
And same to you.
To all those listeners out there, if you're listening a few days late, well, sorry. Happy Father's Day anyway.
Yeah, just happy Father's Day 2010.
Early.
Yeah. So what'd you do on Father's Day?
Laundry, fertilize the lawn.
Wait, that's not the way it works.
Watch some of the U.S. Open. Yeah, it was just kind of kick back and relax day.
Well,
rode
cool.
Some bikes to go rent some movies. Hey, before we get into the Heroes Con thing, we do have to do our obligatory ad. And I'll bet when you were at Heroes Con, you're on the road, you probably didn't have access to all your PC stuff with you. Right?
No, my comic book catalog? No, it was all at home.
I'll bet you could have used Go to My PC to get at your files back at the home office, right?
Yes.
Go to My PC lets you access those files quickly, securely, and easily from any web browser. Now you can try Go to My PC free for 30 days by going to gotomypc.com/techpodcast. That's the important part. Use the link. Help support Technorama. That's gotomypc.com/techpodcast for your 30.
You sound like the Swedish chef there for a minute. Fruity birdie.
Bork. 30-day trial. Wow. That comes out. You fix that in post, will you?
Yeah. I'll make you sound cool.
Yeah, I'll bet you will, bork.
So.
Now, speaking of Heroes Con, do tell, where is it?
Okay, every annually in Charlotte, right downtown at the Charlotte
Community annually?
Center. Annually. What did I say?
You said every annually, I think.
Well, as opposed to every other annually.
That's like back when I was a little children.
Yeah, right. Anyway, annually held in Charlotte at the Charlotte Convention Center. It's a comic book convention. There's plenty of comics and toys, and I saw all kinds of things from my past, like this sweet little Hoth playset. I totally had one. Then I saw somebody put a price on Spock's head. Literally. It wasn't Jabba the Hutt. But there's a lot of great stuff, and there's a lot of indie artists. They have a big selection of independent artists that either publish on their own or published through large companies, it doesn't matter. A lot of old school guys that, you know, drew comics in the golden age. There's all kinds of good stuff there to see. So what I did was I actually thought I would talk to some of the indie artists because some of the collectors, they're all busy selling stuff all day long. So I thought I would talk to some of the artists. Most of them are from web comics. Some of them publish books through Scholastic and whatnot. And this is them. I've got a few people, and I'll tell you who they are real quick, and then we'll get into it. I talked to Chris Flick, who does Capes in Babes. Talked to him last year because if you remember, I did a Heroes Con episode last year about this time, and I thought I would follow up with Chris. He's been like in my Twitter and all this kind of stuff ever since I talked to him last year. He's been kind of stalking me. It's kind of weird. Anyway. Laura Ennis from, she does The Dreamer, very good comic. It's a period piece, like early American history type thing. She's done a lot of, as you'll hear in the interview, she's done a lot of research into trying to be historically accurate. Steve Hammaker, who is a colorist on the comic Bone, which is the book, one of the books from Scholastic, and they, him and Jeff Smith, who does, who's the artist, does also does Shazam. They do that, and he has another book we'll talk about in the interview. And there's Danielle Corsetto. She does Girls with Slingshots, and Steve Christian Sava. Yes, I know it's a great title. Scott Christian Sava, who does the Dreamland Chronicles, which is pretty cool. I think it's more children's based, done with computer graphics. So that's it. I got five short interviews, and here they are for your listening pleasure.
All right, once again, I'm here with Chris Flick. I seems like I bug him every year. So, hey, Chris, how's it going?
It is going really great. It's going really great. I'm fighting a little bit of a cold, so...
Oh, I'll stand over here then.
Some sinus stuff, so that's why I sound sort of like B. Arthur.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's a nice visual. So, anyway, last year we talked with you, and you had just started, I think you were about 4 or 5 months into your strip. Is that right?
Close to it. I had 80 strips done.
80?
Yep.
All right. So, between then and now, you know, we had talked about some of the... I think last time we talked about some of the hurdles of getting your name out and you know, getting your work seen. So how's that been going for you?
It's always been a work in progress. The Heroes was my second time being down here, and it's been really great. But every con I've gone to, the viewership has increased just a slightly. You know, I see jumps in my readership.
Well, that's always good, isn't it?
Oh, always fantastic. That's why I love going to cons.
Yeah. So anyway, here this year it seems like it's not so crammed. I think last year it was pretty busy, right?
Yeah, I think they moved this in a different section. This is a lot more space. I mean, behind me is a lot more space. Artists have a lot more room and a little bit more elbow room. Yep.
Yeah. So I see. What? Tell me a little bit about what you've done since the last time we talked, like personally, you know, as far as the strip goes.
Okay, the biggest thing right now is the book right here. It just came out. I published it through Lulu. It's 164 pages, 200 strips, first 200 strips of Capes and Babes, and it's been getting a really great response, and people who've been flipping through it, liking it, and so that's the biggest thing right there.
Yeah, that's cool. All right, so once again, if nobody heard the interview last time, where can they find you?
They can find me on the web at www.capesinbabes.com.
Right. Okay, cool. Great. Thanks, man. Appreciate it. All right, now I'm talking with Laura Ennis. How you doing, Laura?
Doing all right.
So for people that don't know who you are, can you tell us a little bit about yourself?
Sure. I am the writer and the artist of a comic book called The Dreamer, put out by IDW Publishing.
So what's The Dreamer? The art looks great here, by the way.
Thank you. It's a story about a 17-year-old high school girl who starts having dreams about the American Revolution. So it's one part historical fiction, one part history, or, you know, high school slice of life comic.
Okay. So, gentleman over there was telling me that you really try to research your facts, historical facts, right?
Absolutely. I put a lot of time and energy into research for this project.
So it's not just Wikipedia, right?
Oh, I hate Wikipedia. I on several occasions I found errors on Wikipedia. I thought I could fix this, but then someone else would just ruin it again. So, not Wikipedia.
Yeah. So I don't know. So what was your inspiration for this work?
I used to be a commercial illustrator, and some things happened in my life, and I was doing freelance instead of full time work. Wanted to get back into comics, and when I was deciding what to do, one of my friends who's been in the industry for a long time sort of called me out and challenged me. He said, "You're worrying so hard about being able to draw Marvel comics, but you'll never be able to do that as well, the guy who loves to draw Marvel comics, because you don't love to draw Spider-Man. So what do you love to draw?" So this is the answer to, it took a long time to develop, but this is the answer to his question.
That's cool. Well, you know, it's always refreshing to do your own stuff rather than just cop, you know, I mean, you know, a million people have drawn Spider-Man, right?
Yeah. And they're way better than me, so.
I don't know. There's some good stuff here. So so if somebody wants to look up your work and learn more about it, where can they find you?
www.thedreamercomic.com.
Very cool. Thank you, Laura.
Thank you.
Thank you. All right, so I'm standing here with Steve Hammaker. How you doing, Steve?
I'm doing good.
So who are you, Steve?
I'm Steve. I'm Jeff Smith's colorist on Bone and Shazam and Little Mouse and hopefully Rassel someday.
Yeah.
And yeah, I just work for Jeff full time, and we're just here at Heroes Con having a good old time.
Now, I've heard you on Webcomics Weekly, and you were talking about color specifically. So how'd you get into doing this kind of thing?
It was purely by accident. I was working for Jeff as an action figure designer, doing the toys for him, about 10 years ago. And that job kind of was starting to fizzle out, and they didn't really need me to do that anymore. So I could kind of see it coming on the horizon. So I basically taught myself how to color, and I started messing around with his covers, and eventually that turned into me taking over doing the comic book covers for the individual issues. So issue 43 to 55 is those are all colored by me, and that just kind of sort of went into coloring the Scholastic stuff because he really liked my style and he liked my palette, and it just sort of was an easy choice for him by the time the Scholastic deal came up.
So you're self-taught. I see you stay in the lines pretty good.
I try to stay in the lines. Actually, if you look really close at my files, I do not stay in the lines. But luckily, the resolution is high enough that you can just you can get away with that. So,
yeah. So what would be some challenges to being a colorist?
I don't know. The challenges for me have, I guess, have been to kind of diversify scenes within a book, because especially with Bone, once I got right around, I don't know, maybe the 900th page, it started to feel like maybe things could, start repeating themselves, as far as the color schemes I was picking. So that seemed to be the biggest challenge. But I don't know, as soon as I would start coloring a new scene, I would always be able to find ways, with Jeff's help, we always seem to find new ways to kind of break that up and make it different, make it interesting. And sometimes it doesn't need to be different. Sometimes you just are trying to tell a story and there's a blue sky behind him and that's just the way it goes, and you just color it as best you can. But there are other times where you can really add some moods and some colors, over top of colors, and layer upon layer, and do a lot of fun stuff that way, and just break it up. So that was the biggest challenge, but it was also kind of it ended up being sort of the most satisfying part about it, because I think we were able to make the book very diverse that way.
Yeah. Now, I can see there's one title I'm not familiar with is Rassel. Yes. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Yeah, Rassel is Jeff's new foray into self-publishing comics. Scholastic obviously is publishing Bone in color, so we're sort of we're still doing the one volume black and white Bone book, the big Bible book. But they pretty much have taken over, publishing Bones sort of in the mass market. So Rassel is kind of our new baby, and we're basically building a new readership, from the ground up. It's not an all ages book. It's definitely more of an adult, themed book. He's just kicking butt with it. It's a really cool story. It's kind of it's a very weird story. It's sort of sci-fi. It's film noir. It's like suspense, thriller, action. There's all kinds of fun new stuff that he's never really done before. But I, knowing Jeff personally, it really does make sense. I think his fans might be a little confused by it because they're so used to him as the Bone guy. But he's still drawn really, really awesome. And I can't wait to, hopefully, we haven't talked really too deep about it because he's a little busy at the moment, just drawing it in the first place.
Yeah.
But I want to color it a lot. It's screaming. To me, it's screaming for color. So.
That's awesome. All right. Well, Steve, I appreciate it, and thank you.
Thanks a lot.
All right. Have a good one. All right. And I am here with?
Oh, Danielle Corsetto.
Hey, Danielle. How you doing?
All right.
So tell us a little bit about yourself. You got some interesting work here.
Oh, thank you. A little bit about myself. Well, I'm a girl who draws comics. It's pretty big. Although, I guess you were just with Laura Ennis, who's amazing.
Yeah, yeah.
So there are a couple of us, but all two of us. I do a comic strip called Girls with Slingshots. It's online. It's 5 times a week. It's free. There are about 730, I think, strips up there right now. I've been doing it for 4 years. And there are two collected books. Two more of them are going to come out for Christmas. And about the strip, how about that might help?
Yeah, let's start there.
You're like, that sounds
good. Yeah, whatever. Tell us about it. Yeah.
You have books. It's wonderful. Obviously, I'll like the book because you have books. It's kind of a dramedy. It's a little bit of drama, but it's mostly comedy. It's all stupid, like crude college humor. And this talking cactus, but it mostly focuses around, as I put that off to the side, it's mostly focusing around two girls named Hazel and Jamie, who are best friends. They're in their 20s. They're looking for their relationship, career, like, niche. They're just trying to figure out things in the 20s, and it's a lot of alcohol involved.
Oh, well, I can relate to that.
There we go. Pretty much everybody can.
Yeah. That and the talking cactus, it got my interest right there. So I've seen your name pop up as the girls with slingshots a lot. My friend JT does the Gigcast. I don't know if you're familiar with JT, and he's talked about you in the past. So what all do you have going on here? I see you got some books and.
Yeah, I don't have a whole lot. I'm always a little embarrassed when I come to conventions. People are like, "Hey, what do you have new?" And I'm like, "Well, I'm gonna smile for you."
Yeah.
I've got the two books actually just were just fresh off the press. They were printed up in Canada, so they're newer than the ones that were around before, and they're a nicer quality. They're super nice. Listen to me like talking about my book because it's all I have. I usually have button packs, but I didn't bother bringing them because I'm just too lazy. I do have prints that were specially done just for Heroes Con, so I do have those. They're of Hazel and Jamie dressed up as like superheroines from the closet kind of thing. You know, they're wearing like their underwear on top of their clothes and stuff like that.
I do that all the time.
I figure you seem like the type. But yeah, besides that, I really don't have much here. Most of the sales that I do and most of the new merchandise I do is on the website. So I'll have, you know, new t-shirts. I don't even touch the t-shirts, so that just goes straight through the person who does
sure.
it. I'm going to have drink books soon with shot glasses. Oh. And I am seriously considering doing maquettes of Hazel and Jamie sometime in the near future.
So would you say that one of your biggest challenges is merchandising?
I'd say writing. Writing the strip is really difficult for me. I mean, I just want to get everything spot on perfect now. I've got so many readers now that I'm like, I can't screw up. Like, you know,
how do I top myself?
Yeah, they'll know that I can do better than that. So I spend hours at the tea room nearby my house writing for like the full week usually. And that is the toughest part, coming up with like the next place to go. Keeping things interesting, but not jumping the shark, obviously.
Yeah.
I think that's the toughest part. The merchandising, the actual production and, like, getting things rolling, that end of the merchandising is the most difficult for me, like, business-wise. Mm-hmm. That's tough because I'm just one person. I don't have a lot of people sure. nearby me in my town, so, like,
not
I need
really.
To... I need
you're,
to occasionally...
Did you say you're from Canada?
No, I wish. I love Canada, but... No, I'm from West Virginia.
Okay.
So I'm like the one person in West Virginia who is here right now, probably.
Yeah. I think there's one other. No. Well, cool. So how's the reception been here at Heroes Con?
Oh, great. I come here, I want to say every year, but I think I've only been here for like 3 or 4 years. But I love this show. I mean, this is one that I know I'll always want to go to. It's very indie friendly. And yeah, I got a couple of, like, you know, fangirls coming over and like squealing over me. That makes me extremely happy. You know.
Yeah. Well, thank you. Where can we find more of your stuff, or where can you find you?
Oh, right. Girlswithslingshots.com or gwscomic.com for the people who are a little bit lazier. Yeah, everything's online. All the strips are free. And there's a lot of extra stuff up there, too. So.
Okay. Yeah. Cool. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
All right. Now I'm with...
Scott Christian Sava.
Hey, Scott. How you doing today?
Doing very good. Thank you.
So what do you do, and maybe a little bit about yourself? What's going on?
I do a line of books called The Dreamland Chronicles. It's an online series about a boy who goes to a world of dreams every night, very similar to Little Nemo in Slumberland. It was my inspiration. It's online. I have about 900 pages, about 11 million readers worldwide, and a line of toys. We got some plushes, and then I also do a line of children's graphic novels. We came out with 9 books this year through IDW.
Wow. Nine this year?
9 in the last 9 months. Yeah, I've got 2 more coming out this year, and then we're working on next year's schedule. Mm-hmm. So it's fun.
So it looks like are you doing computer graphics to do your books?
Yeah, I come from animation back in L.A., and I was doing CGI animation for the last 10 years, and I've been wanting to do Spider-Man since I was a little kid,
And yeah, who hasn't?
Yeah, I know, I know. Marv Wolfman, who I had met, I was trying to convince him to help me do a Spider-Man gig, and we tried a few times with him attached to do a painted version, because I was an illustrator as well. Mm-hmm. And Alex Ross kind of screwed everybody when he came out to the scene. Everybody's like, make it look like Alex Ross's style. Oh, yeah. So yeah. It wasn't my style. Marv had the great idea to say, why don't you try doing your computer animation? Do your day job and try doing a comic book like that. We sent it in, and I got the gig. And so in 2002, I was the artist on Spider-Man. Sweet. And it was a learning process, and I wanted to see if I can improve upon it. And so I started doing the Dreamland Chronicles. And
wait a minute. Now, the Spider-Man, which version is the animated?
No.
Oh, okay.
The comic book Spider-Man Quality of Life. Came out in 2002 with the movie. It was a 4-issue series and then a graphic novel trade. Greg Rucka was the writer on it. And since then, I've been doing the Dreamland Chronicles and just honing my skills both in my writing and also with my illustrating.
Now, what kind of software do you use? What do you do? How do you work?
First, we start off with character designs on paper. Once we're happy with the designs, both for the characters and the environments, we email it to the 3D modelers who use 3D Studio Max to create the characters and the environments. Once that's all done, everything is rigged. We have facial expressions and whatnot set in. I have all the assets, and I'll have storyboarded, written the script and storyboarded out the next chapter, bring it all in, and I pose all the characters just like I would in animation, but rather than 30 frames a second, I'm just doing a single frame per panel, and render it out, bring it into Photoshop, do my editing and depth of field and bloom and glow and whatnot.
So you can spend a little more time doing one frame rather than 30.
Exactly. You can, and I could clean up the flaws with Photoshop. I could paint stuff in, whereas you really don't have that luxury in animation. I mean, you're not going to go in every frame and clean up a blemish or two.
Sure. Yeah. Well, where can everybody find a little bit more about yourself and see your work?
Well, you can go to thedreamlandchronicles.com. That's www.thedreamlandchronicles.com. You can read the whole story there. You can go to bluedreamstudios.com. Blue Dream Studios. That has the whole line of books for the all-ages stuff. And you can also go to amazon.com, Barnes & Noble, Borders, and find the books pretty much anywhere.
Cool. All right. Cool. Thank you, Scott.
It's my pleasure.
So there you go. There's our interviews right there. I hope y'all enjoyed them. I certainly had a good time doing them. You know what I found out, Chuck? I found a little niche on doing these interviews. Rather than just trying to randomly figure out who I wanted to talk to, I talked to Chris Flick, the first off.
Talk to everybody. Edit later.
No, listen. I said, Chris, so who, if I was to go interview somebody else right now, who would you recommend? So each person that I talked to, I said, well, who would you recommend me talk to next?
Then you go, hey, Chris sent me over here.
Yeah, that's exactly what I did. So I go, oh, okay. And so I ended up passing out cards. They got a little synergy because they said, oh, yeah, so-and-so. Yeah, of course. So, yeah, come over here. So it actually worked out pretty well that way. I think I'll do that again next year.
And they're all going to draw us into their comic strip somehow.
I wish. Wouldn't that be cool? It's like little background characters or something.
We got Krishna to do it a couple times.
Yeah, so... So there you go.
Was he there? Was he there? Huh? Was
no,
Krishna there?
Not that I'm aware. Huh?
Oh, Bob Wiener's a hero.
You know what? There were some people dressed up in costumes. I'd like to see Bob in there. That would have been good.
They probably were, and they don't have to dress up.
Yeah. So anyway, this is from, this is Heroes Con. It's modeled after... it's headed up by the comic book shop in Charlotte called Heroes Aren't Hard to Find. And you can find all this about this particular con. And they have a blog about follow-ups and all that kind of stuff at heroesonline.com.
Well, we appreciate you bringing that to us, Craig.
Yeah, it was fun. I'll do it again next year.
That was awesome. Hey, and that takes us to the end of what would normally be a listener feedback show. But We're going to do things a little different because of the limited listener feedback. We're just going to roll it into the end of the regular show in a couple of days. So stick with us for that. We'd love to hear from you. If you want to get in touch with us and make this a standalone show once again, we appreciate your support. You can call us on the listener line at 206-222-CHAT. That's 206-222-2428. Or email us, technorama@chuckchat.com. You can also visit the website, www.chuckchat.com, to get all that good information in case you forget.
Forget what?
Huh?
Eh?
Forget it's time to go?
Yeah, just finish the show up.
Okay. Thanks to the following people for donating their time and talent, keeping Technorama going. Mad Marv for providing all the great blog content during the week. If you aren't going to the website, oh my goodness, you're missing all the fun. He's been doing a great job putting stuff in there.
Bang up.
We've also got Ustream, who gives us our live video feed and audio feed, and you can be part of the live action and catch all the screw-ups before Craig edits them out.
See a scratch in our ear, you know, whatever.
This show is a proud member of Friends in Tech. You can find out more at friendsintech.com. We're also affiliated with Farpoint Media at farpointmedia.net. You hear all that stuff at the top and the end of the show. That's what it's all about. There's a whole bunch of great podcasts out there. So if you're new to podcasting or you just want to check something out, go there, farpointmedia.net. All kinds of stuff happening all the time. Until next time, tell a friend about Technorama and a binary high five.
101, everyone.